You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is My Brave is a community performance of storytellers who share their experiences to try to reduce the stigma that's attached to mental illness. This is My Brave is coming back to Boise this Friday, and it will feature live performances and storytelling. And joining us live in studio are Erin Lawrenson and Karen Liddrell, who will be on stage telling their stories this week. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us back. We appreciate it.
So, Erin, This Is My Brave started in Virginia back in 2014, and it has really spread all across the country and even into Australia. So how did you find out about this?
I actually was just looking on Facebook for different mental health nonprofits that I could volunteer with and just came across it on Facebook and started Facebook stalking the co-founder, Jennifer Marshall.
It's amazing how that works.
Yeah, and I went to YouTube and watched a bunch of videos, and so I just thought, this is so neat. We need to bring this to Boise, and I sent them a message and said, what does it take to bring a show here? And it's really just whoever lives in the community who wants to volunteer to do it, they walk you through it. And I said, sign me up, and here I am 3 years later doing it again.
And I should note that it's this Saturday at the Egyptian Theater instead of Friday.
It's at the Boise State University Special Events
Center. Well, I'm just all over the place. Okay, let's start this over. It's at the Boise State Special Events Center on Saturday. Okay, that's where it's at, folks. So if you show up at the Egyptian, you're going to see whatever's there. It just won't be this. So for people who have not been to This Is My Brave, walk me through what that looks like.
It's a live performance of everyday people that we find in the community who we say audition to be part of the cast since it's a show. And it is our stories through our struggles with mental health disorders. And we do it through poetry, original music, some comedy, and essays.
Karen, what will you be doing on Saturday?
I will be doing an essay.
And what will that essay look like? Do you have a little bit of it, or maybe give us a little bit of what you might be talking about?
I'm actually going to be talking about the elephant in the room and how mental illness and other, you know, sorts of trauma, it's the elephant in the room and nobody wants to talk about it.
And what made you decide to start talking about it?
I grew up in a household and my mom suffered from schizophrenia. And even though I watched her, you know, with the symptoms and everything, I couldn't see the symptoms when they started happening to me. And so it's so important that people just know that it's okay to talk about it and it's okay to get help. And even if you don't know what's happening or why it's happening, it's okay to talk to someone else and say, help me figure this out.
That's really interesting, too, that here you grew up with a parent that suffered from this. And yet, you know, when it starts happening to you, not recognizing that. So what was it? Was there a moment that you were like, maybe I need to get some help?
It was like 20 years later. It was just decades of collecting puzzle pieces. And finally you realize maybe they go together and you can figure out, you know, sometimes it takes that outside person to help you realize that the pieces do go together. And so I just, you know, for so many years, I didn't know.
And Erin, when people do open up like this and we give voice to it, what's the response like at one of these events?
It's really powerful. I mean, really powerful. I get messages for weeks afterwards saying, you know, thank you for bringing this. I was able to go to my provider and talk to them because I resonated with somebody's story so much that it was, I might need to talk to somebody. And so some people get their official diagnosis, and that's amazing. And it just, and other people walk away saying, you know, I have a better understanding and I know how to help my friends a lot better. And it's just, it's really powerful. And people realize it's okay to talk about mental illness.
And will you be performing as well?
Yes, I will be performing again this year. I'm just kind of doing a fun skit. So it is okay to laugh at it. I am hoping to bring some laughter. People aren't sure if they can laugh when we're talking about mental illness, but we do want laughter there. Just kind of a fun skit. It's called Welcome to My Brain. And so some of my cast members are helping me just kind of have fun with it, of how I deal with some of my stress and how, because I have bipolar type 2, depression and anxiety, and stress is one of the biggest triggers. And so with all this stress coming on in the fall, and partly weather change affects us too, I'm just kind of having fun of, okay, how's my brain going to handle all this oncoming stress? And so we're just kind of having a fun little skit to open the show with it. But it is my brain, so.
You know, it's so interesting to sit here and talk to the two of you, because I think still, unfortunately, we have such ideas about what mental illness looks like, right? I mean, you turn on a TV show or a movie and it's so exaggerated. Yet, if I walked down the street and saw the two of you, there is no idea. There's no way that someone would know that you are living with a mental illness.
Right, right.
And so how important is it to be opening up and be vulnerable and talk about this?
Oh, I think it's so important. So, I mean, just so important. I kept my diagnosis hidden for about 2 years before I finally just opened up. And I opened up, honestly, on Facebook, because I was still behind the screen. So I was still vulnerable, but I was behind the screen. So I felt somewhat safe. And it was amazing, of all the messages and the text messages that you get of, oh my gosh, I never would have known. And you're not alone. I have this and I have this, and, you know, and you form a bond with others who open up too, because everybody has this unsaid understanding of what you're going through. And so the more we talk about it, the more we're going to have that understanding.
And Kara, what's it been like for you to be just open about it?
I've had friends that, you know, even if it wasn't a mental illness, who have told me I wouldn't have gotten help for whatever it was if you hadn't done it first. So it's been...
What does that make you feel like?
It's incredible. It's really, I don't know, it's special that people trust you enough that, you know, you can make a difference.
So if people are interested in This Is My Brave, Erin, can you give us the information again?
Oh, sure. The show is Saturday, October 19th at the BSU Special Events Center. Show starts at 2 p.m. Doors open at 1. You can get tickets at either thisismybrave.org and look for the Boise show, or you can also look for This Is My Brave Boise, the show. I think there's a Facebook.
You'll figure it out.
Exactly. Search Boise on Facebook and you'll find the link on there.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this and sharing a little bit about your stories as well.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you so much for everyone who was a part of Idaho Matters today. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We will see you back here tomorrow.